Hela li peris halol Yerushalayim. Listen, I want you to take up these peris to Yerushalayim. So here we're talking about Maisa Sheni. Somebody has Maisa Sheni in Tel Aviv, and he has to eat it in Yerushalayim. So he has to get the peris into Yerushalayim. So the owner should not say to his worker, listen, Hela li peris halol Yerushalayim lechalek. I want you to take up these peris of Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, and there I'll give you a share. In other words, I'll pay you for the work that you're doing. So that's awesome. I'm not allowed to pay you with Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni, I'm not allowed to do business with Paris Maisa Sheni. So I'm not allowed to tell you, like, you carry up these 100 pounds of apples, and when you get there, 10 pounds will be yours. That's awesome. That's called you paying up your debts with Paris Maisa Sheni. That's awesome. Avo, but you're allowed to do like this. Avo Loimelo, you could tell your work like this. Listen, take up these 100 pounds of apples here and wine, whatever else he has of Maisa Sheni, to Yerushalayim. And there we'll eat it. We'll have a good time there. We'll eat it. We'll eat it. We'll drink there. And when we get there, one gives the other a free present. So we say that's mutter. No, it's not called that I'm paying you. I'm not paying off my debts with Maisa Sheni. I'm only asking you, take up this Maisa Sheni. And when you get there, I'm giving you a present. Like, I'm just saying, you know what? Come and eat. You can eat as much as you want. That's not called I'm paying you directly with Maisa Sheni. I'm only giving you permission to eat my Maisa Sheni. And that's mutter. It's going to be here by the Chamor Moser, the same thing. When the owner hired a workman to move his parish shmita, at the end of the day, he told the worker, listen, I owe you $100 today. You know what? You just come in and eat as much apples as you want. I'm not saying I'm giving you $100 worth for the schar, for the pay that I owe you. I'm just telling you, come in now and eat as much as you want. So that oifen really will be mutter. So the worker is allowed to take these parish shmita. In such a case, it says there's a knas chachomim. No, not to do that. Rav says no. Li'olam dekodesh b'kedusha shvius. Really, the case of chamorim is like this. No, that the owner is paying the driver a $100 bill. He's giving you money. And since he worked today, he transported his peris of Shemitah, so at night he's giving him the $100 bill. Still, the Knas Chachamim is that $100 bill has Kedusha Shvius on it. The question is why? Well, there's a Kashlok, we had a question by Poyel. By Poyel we saw before that if you just give him money for the work that he did for you today, that money is mutter, even though he worked for you to collect peris Shvius, still the money is mutter. How could you tell me by the Chamor there's a Knas, the pay is awesome? And here we see when you hire a worker today to collect your vegetables from Shemitah, that the pay is mutter. So I'll answer you like this. Regular pearl, you hire him just to work today to pick the vegetables for you. How much can you pick in one day? How much pay does he receive? It's a small amount, it's a small paycheck. So for that small paycheck, the Rabbanit did not make any Knas. Mashen came by Chamorim, the Nofesh Igrayu, but by the donkey driver, that they do big business. They transport a lot at one time, and they add up to a lot of money. So here, Kansu Rabbanim Bu, Rabbanim made a Knas, Rabbanim made a Chumrah, that we do not want you to be the money, the pay you receive, you have to be Naik Tusha Shriyas. It's too much money in exchange for Perish Shriyas. It looks a little bit like this money is exchanged directly for the parish shvius. See, even though really it's only a paycheck, you're getting paid for the work you did today, which really is mutter, it's not a direct exchange for the parish shmita, but here the Rabbanu made a knas. Since there's a lot of money involved over here, the Rabbanu made a knas. Now the Mars here. Konsu Rabbanu Behu. O Mas Nisin Chumra Diay Nesach. And our Mishnah, we see the Rabbanu made a Knas, not only by a Chamor, by a big time, but even by a regular Poyel. The first part of the Mishnah says that a Seichr is a Poyel, even though you only hire one worker. So you see the pay that even one worker receives also has the Yisra Yai Nesach. So how come by Perish Shemitah, the Rabbanu only made a Knas by the donkey driver, which gets a big paycheck. But a regular poyel, his paycheck is mutter. And now Mishnah by Yai Nesek, we see both cases, whether you're a donkey, whether you're the driver, or whether you're a simple worker, in both cases your paycheck is also. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, Masnisin, Chumra di Yai Nesek Shani. There's a special chumrah. Yayin nesek is more chamer. It has the yisakein avodah zarah. The real yayin nesek that the goyim pour in front of their avodah zarah, when they put the hand in, that has a chumrah like real yayin nesek, like real avodah zarah. Therefore, by that, the special chumrah that even the smallest paycheck you receive for working with the yayin nesek is also asur banu. Right, biggest for sure. The chiddush is even the small, even though by shmita a small paycheck is mutter, by yayin nesek even a small paycheck is asur. Now we boil you. Sochron letstam yayin emal. Our Mishnah is talking about where it was real yayin nesek. We know the guy already poured the wine in front of his avodah zarah, or he put his hand in there, touched it, he made it real yayin nesek. What's going to be today your factory that you know for sure the goyim did not touch their wine, but it belongs to them, stam yayinim? What's going to be the lacha by stam yayinim? What?
We had before the sugar about the guy it being an event.
He boil you. Sochra le stam yayinim. A guy hires a Jew to work to transport stam yayinim. Wine that we know for sure was not menaseich, the guy did not pour like the zman is there. They do not pour it and touch the Shema by the Zoro, but it's still called stam yayinim. It's wine that's owned by a Jew, so it's still asur banu. Now, here what's the lacha? If a Jew is working, he's transporting, he's a truck driver for this wine, what's the lacha? We'll soon see. Now, me yamridu, we say kivan the isur choma ki the yayin esach. Since stam yenim is also asur banu, midrabbanan is also to drink or sell that wine. Stam yenim, stam wine that a guy owns, is asur banu for Jew. So therefore, scharanami yasa should be the same halacha. And now, if you're driving, you're transporting this wine, so the paycheck is also, you're not allowed to do it. The pay you get for working with the yayin nesek is also asur banu, like the din of the Mishnah of real yayin nesek. Oiduma, maybe no. Here I have a doubt. Oiduma. The loch of tumah by yayin nesek depends. If it's real yayin nesek we had before, the tumah is like real tumah by the zara. Rashi says, the tumah on kill, there are three different types of wine. Yayin nesek, real yayin nesek that the guy poured in front of the avodah zarah or really touched it, then a loch is also banu, it's also to have any enjoyment from it. Or metama tumah chamura, it has mamish a tumah smeis on it. The kezayis, that even the kezayis worth of this wine has tumah smeis. That's real yayin nesek. Then the second type is stam yenim. Stam yenim means goyish wine, wine that's owned by a goy, even though he did not touch it. Also banor, still also to have anor from it. Or metama tumah smashkin brevius, it only has tumah. It's only like a rishon tumah. It's not enough a tumah. It's not like a tumah smeis. It only has the tumah of a rishon tumah that if it touches mashkin, it'll be matama the mashkin. That's all. You see, stam yenim has less of a tumah than regular yayin nesek. Therefore, we have a shayla and now a mishnah. The rabbanan made a new knas. Whoever works with yayin nesek, the pay you receive is also banor. What's going to be if you're working with stam yenim? Maybe the rabbanan did not go so far, and if you just sell stam yenim, you work with stam yenim, maybe the pay is mutter. That's our shayla. The third type of category of wine we had before was Jewish wine that a guy touches. That's the third type. But the second type of wine we're talking about now is stam yenim, means wine that's owned by a guy that's also for Jew to have a no from it. And now the question is, if a Jew is hired to work to transport that wine, is he allowed to receive the paycheck or not? That's our shayla. The word says Toshima coming here. See who gavra, there was a person. The agar arvei l'stam yenim. He hired out his ship. He owned the ship, and he hired out the ship. In other words, he worked for a guy to transport his stam yenim. He loaded up a truckload of barrels of wine, a shipload of barrels of wine, which was stam yenim. Now, yoivulei chita biagri, the guy paid the Jew a ton of wheat. That was his pay, a ton of wheat. Osle kaima, the Rechiz, came in front of Rechiz, and he asked him, what can I do with this wheat? Is the wheat mutabanor or not? Omalei told him clearly, zil kalinu, burn up that wheat, the kavrinu, and bury it. In other words, that the pay for stam yenim is also asur banu. Just like our Mishnah says it by regular yayin nesach, the same halacha applies to stam yenim. Stam wine is owned by a guy. If a Jew works with it, the paycheck he has to burn and bury it. For the Gemara, no, he doesn't have to burn it, but it's asur banu. For the Gemara, v'lei malei, why didn't he just say back, badrinu? Just take it and spread it out. Don't use the wheat. Why do you have to say burn it? and bury it, just like throw it away. You found them, just throw it away. He says, no, also ledeta kola. We're just going to throw away this wheat. You have to be afraid somebody else is going to find it, and they'll use it. And right now this wheat is also banor, so you can't just take the wheat and throw it away. For the moral okay, will let linu, bury it, live the rinu, and throw away the ashes. So Mara says, no, dilma mezavlibu. If you do that, maybe we'll be manure to the ground or fertilize the ground. The okay, look for rinu v'yanayu, just bury it the way it is. You got a ton load of wheat, it's also banor, so make a big ditch and put it into the ground. Milat now, didn't we learn? Echad even sheniska boy, v'echad eit shenitla boy, v'echad tzash nerek boy. If a person had to be killed through Bezdin, that they gave him skila, so the stone they used, or the eight, the wood they used to hang him, or else the sword they used to kill him with, v'echad sudah shechad shenechna boy, the handkerchief that they used to strangle him. Kulam nikbar mimai, loch with a sasa bano, and therefore we bury it with the person himself. See, just bury something that's sasa bano. There's hosam, they call karbi v'beidina. There where you bury it. In the Bezdin, in the basic course of Bezdin, Mucha, Milsa, Darugi, Bezdin, everybody knows he was a horrid Bezdin. And everybody knows it's also Bano. But Ochla, Mucha, Milsa, Eimarin is gone, Vavi, Isaac, Kavri, Hocha. People say somebody stole a load full of wheat, and they got afraid, or in the meantime, they're storing it. So they made a ditch, and they buried it here. So somebody finds this ditch of wheat, he'll think he's allowed to take it. He would not know it's also Bano. Therefore, the answer is you have to first burn it, and then you have to bury it. Rakopon, and we hold even by Stam Yenam, the Skorin is also. Start again from two dots, so to have five lines down. Start over again and drop. The Boyd of a question like this. Sokhra listam Yenam maho. The Mishnah said a Chiddush that if a Jew gets hired to do work with Yayin Esach, he's just there to be a truck driver, to transport from one place to another place. So even the schar is also, the pay that he gets is also banor, and the more kenas, it's a kenas, the Rabbanah made a special kenas. Even though usually by Yisuri Hanor, if you work with it, the pay that you get is mutam, but by Yai Nesach, to stay away from it, the Rabbanah made a kenas. Now, I'm telling you, to stay away from Yai, not to come to drink it, or not to have to do with Yai Nesach. Since Yai Nesach is like...
You say you don't have wine.
It's a shaylah. My boy Lou, Stam Yena Mao. Me, I'm going to do what I say. Kivan di Yisuri Chomekadin Yai Nesach. Stam Yena means wine that's owned by a guy. Even though we do not know whether he made Nisach or not, could be he did not, still it's also. The Rabbana gave it a din like Yai Nesach, that's also Bano. So therefore, this klal, Schorinami also. It's pay that you get for working should also be also. The Duma maybe no. Hoyo Vitumosoi Kil, since the Tumma of Istam Yenim is more kal less than Yai Nesach itself, therefore maybe Av Schor and Ami Kil, the Schar, the pay is also maybe Kil, maybe it's Mutter. By Tumma we had, the Tumma of a real Yai Nesach is like Avodah Zarah, it's like a mace, it's Matamik a mace. But the Tumma of Stam Yenim is only like a sheriff, like a Rishon Tumma. It could only be Matama Eichlin or Mashkin, not more. So you see, Stam Yenim is not so Choma like real Yai Nesach. So the Mora says, Toshma Kamnir, there was a case, Ugarbud was a man. The Ogor Arvye and Stam Yenim, he rented out his ship to transport barrels of Stam Yenim, Goyish wine. And Yoivo Lechita Biagra, the Goy paid him up with a ton of wheat. So Osla Karmel, the Rechizda came up with Rechizda to ask him, what should I do with this wheat? Am I allowed to eat the wheat or not? Or Malay Rechizda said back to him, no, it's Osla Bano, and therefore Zilgo Kalinu Vakarinu. Burn it up and then bury it. The question is, what do you have to do so much for? First let him just say, just spread it out. Disperse it, throw it away. It's also banor. What do you got to tell me to burn it and bury it? Some more says, no, also ledeta koli. We just disperse it, then other people come and take it and use it, and it's still also banor. Good, v'likninu, go ahead and burn it first, and then v'lidrinu, then throw away the ashes. What do you have to bury it for? No, duma mezavli bu. Maybe you'll make like manure, it'll fertilize the ground, you'll have a no from it. So Mara says, okay, v'lik v'rin will be a nice, and just bury it the way it is. Mila t'nan, didn't we learn? Achas even sheniska boy. When Bezdin has to give somebody skila, so the stones that they use to kill him with, it's also bano, and the din is you're supposed to bury it, you bury it with him. So you see, something that's also bano, it's enough just to bury it. The same thing, The Echad Eitz Shenitla Boy, the beam that they used to hang him on, also just bury it with him. The Echad Saif, the sword, Shenerek Boy, the Echad Suda, the handkerchief, whatever, the kerchief there, Shenechnak Boy, that they used to choke him with. So, Kulam Nikvar Mimai, all these things are Rasa Bahano, and it's enough just to bury it with the person. So you see, something that's Rasa Bahano, it's enough just to bury it. Sakim, you're telling me you have to burn it first? So Mar says, no, it's a big difference. Over there, where you're burying it, in the basic forest of Bezdin. In other words, everybody knows whoever is buried here was killed through Bezdin. Everybody knows that these people here were killed through Bezdin. So therefore, if you find a sayif or a stone or a beam there, everybody knows that's Asa Bahanor. So they'll know to stay away from it. But Hoch, over here, if you're just going to bury this load full of wheat, people are not going to know how come it was buried here. People will say rather, gone up, a person stole it and he's afraid to get caught, so he's burying the wheat. But maybe it's mutabano, the owner was miyayish already, someone ought to come and take it. For yaisi kovroch, and the ganav now came and brought it here. So therefore, if you'll just bury this wheat, you have to be afraid maybe somebody else will find it and use it. So therefore, the only agent to do with this is to burn it and then to bury it. Rakopon, we see we have the chumra even by Stam Yenam, wine that's owned by a guy, also has this chumra midrabonin, that if you do work with it, if you just transport it, it's also a bahano. Well, part of this is the question, what about Bzman Azet today? Can a person have a liquor store and sell Stam Yenam? It's also a bahano. Just time to sell it, if you want to sell Goyish wine, Goyish wine is called Stam Yenam, it's also a bahano. See, here's the shayla. First of all, there are some machron that want to be make a left a little bit. Spoke out that today there's a tzas little kula today, that since the goyim do not have daft menaseich anymore, b'chlal, so maybe it's muta b'ano. So we're machmer l'chetchila, but b'mokam hefsid, it's muta. So the question is, that's called a hefsid or not, when you have to sell things. But the question is, exactly what's called stam... The shalos is like this, it's in tzas, so the loch is like this. Let's say a goy buys ketam wine. Let's say a goy has a joey, has a liquor store. And he sees a lot of Jews live around this town, so he starts to buy Jewish wine there. So it comes out right now, the guy is owning a bottle of Kedem wine. There's another Jew allowed to buy that wine now. We know he was a Menaseichit, because it has this simonim around it, but the Chur is that called Stam Yenim Manat. L'maisa, now the guy owns this wine. The Joey bought up a case of Kedem wine. That's brought down to the Lachis Mutter. Now L'maisa, if the Jew first made the wine, and it's a Chaisim, but a Chaisim, so we're not afraid the guy will change it for his own wine, or be menaseichit, he's still allowed to buy it off him. Why? So much because that's not called goyish wine, even though a guy bought it, but since the Jew first made it, and we still see if the Jews, it has the simonim on it, it's okay. We even had a bigger chiddush. The last sugyan of Samech Aleph, Samech, was Hamatayer Yenish Latichovim. It was a case there we had where a Jew goes down to the goyish factory, and tells the guy, let me make the wine for you today, and he used the Rashidans, he used the Goyish grapes. And when the Jew makes the wine, really at that time, the wine still belongs to the guy. He owns the whole business. Just the Jew made it for Kashrus, our manas to sell it to the Jews. And the owner knows this, that the Jew wants to sell it. So therefore we have a svara that the owner is afraid to touch the yain. He doesn't want to make it yain nesek because he knows the Jew plans to sell it to the Jews, and therefore the wine is mutter. There's also bother me over Shabbos.
That should be Stam Yenim, though.
I think normally here they buy the grapes in advance. It's called their wine. Or maybe not. But here in the Mishnah is clearly mashma that the Jew did not pay for it yet even. Everything still belongs to the guy. So really the owner of this wine really, really is a guy. Still we say the wine is mutter. Since the Jew was there watching it, he was a shamer on it. And we have a svara later, the guy was afraid to come and touch it to ruin it, so the wine is still muta. So it's bothering me, why isn't that called Stam Yenim? L'maisa, right now, the owner of the wine is a guy. That's what Chassam Sofer talks a little bit about it. He says, though, still, that's not called like regular Stam Yenim. Since the Jew was there at the beginning making it, it's still not called Jewish wine. Even though maybe he didn't pay for it yet, and even though really far as Bailas goes, ownership, the guy still owns it, but since a Jew was there making it, and he had that to take it home with him eventually to sell it to another Jew, it's not called Stam Yenim. Stam Yenim has to be that it's goyish wine without any shaykhs to a Jew. That means the guy made it metchila, and it's by him, he owns it. So even though then we know they were menaseichit, the wine is still also. On the other shot we have, like today, some wine factories, nobody touches the wine. Like they put the grapes into the machine and they press a button and it comes out bottled wine that nobody touches the wine in between. And it may be holy, they pasteurize it in between, maybe they even mavashle it in between. So come out, you have nice geisha cooked up wine that maybe you'll think it's mutter maybe. But they, I don't think so, because they're lemaisa, they're doing it, and you always have to be afraid that maybe they touch it in between the system, something broke, they have to put their hands in there to touch it to see how it's going, and that's the chura's real stam yenim. That's one that owned by them, and they made it for themselves. They make it to sell, but that's called their own wine. Here we only have a term if the wine started out to be Jewish wine. Then, if we know that the goyim did not touch it, it'll still remain mutter even though the goy has an ownership in the wine. But if lechatchila the wine was made by goyim, that's called stam yenim. So even as mine has said that they don't make nisach anymore, but I call upon a vishtiya, for sure it's awesome. And b'hano, it's the shayla if it's still also b'hano or not. Now Mar says, to the Rebbe Yanai, in the Rebbe Yanai's house, people there, yasvi perish shviyas manim, people that went to borrow some apples from Aniyam on Shemitah itself, that these pears right now have Kedusha Shemitah, you're allowed to eat it this year, and people borrowed them, and they ate them during the year. But Uporo Lubishminas, they paid back these Aniyam apples on the eighth year, that Lechura does not have Kedusha Shviyas on it. But the question is, when you pay something for Shviyas, we know the money becomes has Kedusha Shviyas. Shviyas is tough as Domov. If you make an exchange for Peirish Shviyas, so the exchange also has Kedusha. So the question is, now that you're paying back on the eighth year with these apples, do these apples also receive now the Kedusha of Shemitah or not? How was the Shaila? So also, Amalem Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon, Amalu, Yoyisein Avdin, don't be afraid, what you did was right. You gave them back apples on the eighth year, it does not have Kedusha Shemitah on them, and it stays that way. O Kinegdon Desnan Muta, and the same type of a payment. If you pay a zayna that way, the animal you give her will be mutter for carbon. By this, the halacha is esnan zayna. If you want to live with a zayna and you give her an animal, so that animal that pay for this nus is also to be brought for carbon. But in this type of a case, in other words, you borrow the pears this year. You're not paying back right now. When you pay back next year, the first pears are not here anymore. So it's not considered an exchange for the first pears. Instead of when you ate those first pears, you owed them some money. You have a chayv, that's all. If you still have a chayv, you own something. When you pay it back later, that's not called an exchange anymore. That's called you paying back your chayv. An exchange only means right now when I give you the perish shviyas, either in exchange for that you give me back money, or you give me back something else, then I'll have the kedusha shviyas. But if you're first paying back next year, it's mutter. As an Eretz Yisrael, they're doing shmitlis in Bnei Brak, when you buy fruits there, they always tell you don't pay the storekeeper today for the fruits you buy. For the vegetables, because in Bnei Brak the machma the chzanish that even peres akum have kedusha shemitah. That's machlekes. The peres that grow by the akum by the arrow doesn't have kedusha shviyas. They hold it has kedusha shemitah. So if when you go to the store and buy the peres on shemitah, they tell you don't pay today. Take it on credit and pay tomorrow. So as long as you don't pay right now when you take it, the money you give him does not have kedusha shemitah on it. Tell me one of this. Nosan lo v'loy bole. You go to a zayna. And you give her this animal, but you didn't live with her. Or else, boleh, or else you live with her. For lenosnel, you didn't give her the animal. So Sofer says it's nanamut. It says this animal is mutta for carbon. So it has no words. You didn't give it to her. For the Gemara, nosnel, if you gave her this present, for leboleh, you didn't live with her yet, pshita. Of course it's mutta for carbon. Hebron leboleh, matonaviyamu the yoyevleh. You're giving your son a present. So Avad, you gave her a present. You could use it to make carbon from it. So what's the first case? The man lived with his zayna, but he didn't give her the animal. If so, what are you telling me? The animal's mutter. Well, where? What? He didn't give her anything. I don't know what the Gemara's marach is so much for. But since he didn't give her anything, what are you talking about here? What's going on? If he didn't give her anything, so pshita. He didn't give her. What are you telling me? The animal is mutter. The animal's osla. He didn't give her anything. Ella, rather, the Brisa means like this. Hochi, come, little the Brisa means to say. Havade nosan lo, you gave her the animal today. The you had this nus with the yachin, you told her, I'll do it, let me live with you today, and I'll pay you next month. The yachakach nosan lo et nenu. And then next month you pay her, you give her the pay, you give her the animal for the pay. So that's the chiddush in both these two cases, mutter. That this animal now is not called the esnan zoino, and it's mutter to be brought for a korban. Now let's see why. No san lo v'yakachach bo'alev, you gave her this present. And then later, you live with them. The real question is, why is this animal mutter for korban? When you live with her now, the next month, whenever it is, when you have this nus with this zoino, so leichol lo isur esnan l'mafraya. Like now,